So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited the ruling of Rav Huna. In Bala Napes Menapes Kulay, if the buyer suspects that there is more than a reva of impurities in the grain, and he sifts the grain, he may remove not only the amount in excess of a reva, but all the impurities, and only pay for the net volume of grain. And Lo Yoimar Reva Kvar Machalta. The seller cannot argue that the buyer forgave up to a reva. The Gemara in the previous daf began citing several Mishnayos Ubraisis regarding Rav Huna's ruling, alluded to in the following siman. Kol trei shtori deravin bar Rav Nachman eino bekablanusa. The Gemara continues with deravin bar Rav Nachman. The Mishnah later, as explained by Ravin bar Rav Nachman, rules lo yasamisa bavadhu mafzer ela mafzer is color of ankulan. If someone sold a field, assuming it to be a base kur, and it turned out to be a bigger field, if there's more than a reva extra per beisa, the buyer must pay for all the extra land. The Gemara points out, Alma hecha de boya duri kula mahadar. As the Rashbam explains, Alishna de amrile dina kemesaye. This is in support of Rav Huna's ruling according to the opinion that it is the law that he must compensate for the entire excess. However, the Gemara differentiates according to the Rashbam's girsa, Hasa mi ikara beis kur amale, mi revia lechashiv, yesim revia chashiv. In that case, he stipulated that he is selling an exact base kur. Therefore, if there is only a small discrepancy, he forgives the extra amount. But if there is a larger, unusual discrepancy, he does not forgive any of it. Therefore, the buyer must pay for all the extra land. It is normal to have some impurities in the grain, and so he might forgive up to a reva. Aina. The Gemara cites the following brisa. Aina, if someone overcharged for a purchase, it depends. Paches mishtus nikne mekach. If the discrepancy is less than 1/6 of the fair market price, the sale is binding and the seller does not need to refund the overpayment. Yesim mishtus batal mekach. If the discrepancy is more than 1/6, the sale is void and the seller must refund the entire purchase price. Shtus kana u'machzorina. If the discrepancy is exactly 1/6, the sale is binding, but he must refund the overpayment. The Gemara points out, we penalize him for the entire amount, and he refunds even the part of less than 1/6 in agreement with Rav Huna. The Gemara differentiates. The buyer rightfully assumed he was getting a fair price. Nevertheless, paches mishtus lo yediya b'mano u'mochel inish. Shtus yediya v'le mochel inish. He forgives an insignificant discrepancy of less than 1/6, but not a significant discrepancy of more than 1/6. However, Gabi Peiris, the Urche de Milsa Hishia, Sham Tinaifis, Ekalimimim, the Mochel Gamri. Since it is normal to have some impurities in the grain, he may forgive the part of less than a quarter kav, even when there is more than this amount mixed in. Kablanusa, Hamakabal Sodim Echaver Lita. If someone is hired to plant an orchard, Hariz Makabal Alav Eser Bairis Lameya, the employer must accept up to 10% of the trees if they turn out to be barren. However, Yais Mikan Magalgan Lav Esakil. If more than 10% are barren, the employee must replace all the barren trees. As the Gemara said earlier, Shema Menok Al Hecha De Boi La Durig Kula Mahadar. This supports Rav Huna that if there are more than a reva of impurities, the buyer is entitled to remove them all. The Gemara, however, differentiates. Kol Yesir Mikan Kibol Lita Mitzchila Domi. Every piece of land is a significant investment and considered a separate orchard. Therefore, if there are more than 10% of barren trees and he must replace them, it is as if he was hired to plant the area of the barren trees and he must plant the entire area. However, in our case, since it is normal to have some impurities in the grain, he may forgive less than a reva even when there is more than this amount mixed in. The Mishnah Daf Tzadik Gimel ruled, Martiv Shel Yayin Mekavel Lav Eser Kaisis Lameya. One who buys a wine cellar must accept up to 10% of the barrels to contain inferior wine that has begun to sour. The Gemara now lists several variations of this ruling depending on the exact wording of their agreement. And after some discussion, the conclusion of the Gemara is as follows. Martiv zeh shel yayin ani meichelach. The seller said, I'm selling you this cellar of wine. It depends. Omale lemikva. If the seller also said that the wine is suitable for cooking, nois no yayin shekulo yafo umekabel av eser kaisis lemeya. All of the wine must be of superior quality, but the buyer must accept up to 10% of souring barrels. And zehu oitzer shoshana chacham b'mishna seinu. This is the scenario referred to in our Mishnah. And as the Rashbam explains, on the one hand, ikachad de l'reya said the amar martiv zeh. Specifying this seller implies that the buyer accepts it regardless of its quality. On the other hand, ikachad de l'tivusa d'amle l'mekafa. Specifying that the wine is suitable for cooking implies that it is of superior quality, because ma'at ma'at mistapke mimenu b'yayin toiv miskayim harba. Since one uses such wine a little at a time, it must be of superior quality so that it will last for a long time. Therefore, Nishla Yain Shekula Yafa Makabel of Eser Kaisis Lameya. However, Loya Malila Mikvah Nishla Yain Hanimka Bechanos. If he did not say that the wine is suitable for cooking, he can give him souring wine which was commonly sold in stores because he only said Martav Zeh. Martav Shel Yain Stam Ani Moichlach. If the seller simply said, I am selling you a cellar of wine, it depends as follows. If the seller also said that the wine is suitable for cooking, all of the wine must be of superior quality, as explained earlier, and the buyer does not have to accept 10% of inferior wine because he did not say zeh. However, if he did not say that the wine is suitable for cooking, and he also did not say zeh, this case is subject to a machlokes Ravach and Ravina. One opinion holds that all of the wine must be of superior quality, but the buyer must accept up to 10% of souring wine barrels, similar to the earlier case where there were conflicting factors, as the Rashbam explains. On the one hand, he did not specify zeh, the seller, and so there is no indication that the buyer must accept the inferior wine. On the other hand, he did not specify that it's suitable for cooking. Therefore, the other opinion holds that he does not have to accept any souring barrels because since he did not refer to any particular cellar, we assume that it's suitable for cooking because most people use it for cooking as well. Therefore, all the wine must be of superior quality. Martiv zeh ani meichlach. The seller said, I am selling you this cellar, but it did not mention yain, the word wine. It depends as follows. If he also said that the wine is suitable for cooking, all of the wine must be of superior quality, but the buyer must accept up to 10% of souring barrels. However, if he did not say that the wine is suitable for cooking, even if all the wine had turned to vinegar, the sale is binding because he referred to this particular cellar with no further stipulations. He did not mention the word yain.